You're listening to SBS News.
Grace Nathan is still searching for answers about what happened to her mother and Daisy on board Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. Grace says there is never a day that goes by where she doesn't think of her mother.
Well, my mum, there's so much to say. It just cannot be reduced into like a few sentences or a few lines. She was everything to me, my best friend, my confidant, everyone, everything that the person you go to with every little thing and every major thing in your life. And she was really tiny in stature. She's smaller than I am, but very big in life. She was the glue that held us all together, that kept it all going, and she just was who she is.
Like many families who have lost loved ones on board flight MH370, the 31-year-old refuses to give up hope. Since the disappearance of the aircraft on May 8, 2014, there have been many roadblocks in the search for answers. Despite wide-scale searches for MH370, the plane carrying 239 people has never been found. It was on its way from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it disappeared from air traffic control screens shortly after takeoff. Grace says at times it's hard to remain optimistic.
I wouldn't say losing hope, but not as optimistic as before. But I think before we were very, very optimistic of the plane being where they said it was. And then time and time again, they haven't found it in the places where they've said it was. So it's hard to be optimistic, but it's not that easy to lose hope.
In 2017, Malaysia, China and Australia called off an underwater search, the most expensive in aviation history. Last year, another search was called off, which had been led by US exploration firm Ocean Infinity. 5 years on, it remains one of aviation's greatest mysteries. The Malaysian government has said it is open to private companies resuming the search on a no-find, no-fee basis, but says so far no new proposals have been made. Grace says she's yet to see the Malaysian government take a proactive approach in the search for MH370.
This is not something that they haven't done before. Ocean Infinity did search and concluded in June last year. And in fact, Ocean Infinity would like to come back again on the same no cure, no fee agreement. And we would like the government to take them up on that offer because it's at no loss to them. And I think it's a risk-free investment on the part of the government in the future of aviation safety. And that is something that they can do not only for the local people, the Malaysian people who are on the plane, and national people being the national carrier and all of that for nationalistic reasons or patriotic reasons, but it's something that they can do as a service for the entire flying public.
Grace says she'd like to see Australia step up and take part in any new search efforts.
At the very least, if they could contribute towards the funds that Malaysia would have to put aside if the plane is found, or even just on a more basic level to advocate for the search, on a vocally advocate for the search to continue.
Ocean Infinity has said it would be willing to start again and is looking at new technology, which they believe could make the task easier. Natasha Kalios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.